I want to tell you a story about a thirsty woman and her well. I was laying on a massage table at an acupuncture treatment one rainy morning. The small needles were so fine and delicate, and they were placed in my body, and they created a tingling sensation in my hands and my feet. Tears fell from the corners of my eyes to the tissue paper on the table. I could hear them dripping one by one, but I couldn't wipe them away because I had to lay still. I couldn't move. I had bone cancer. I was preparing for the first of three surgeries and was hoping acupuncture could bring relief from the pain. As I lay there, doctors' voices kept intruding into the silence. You're going to lose your leg. You'll never walk again. We don't know if you'll live more than 6 months. 6 months. What about my boys, my beautiful, beautiful boys? How will they live without their mom? What about their futures? I won't be there to bandage the scraped knees, or teach them how to ski, or tell them bad jokes and crazy family stories. What's going to happen to my boys? My beautiful boys, kids without moms have problems. What about Ian? What about Ian? He'll be alone. He'll be alone. What if he remarries someone I don't like? Oh. The air was full of pain. And it was all just too much, and the tears kept falling. What do I do now? What do I do now? As I lay on that table, my cheeks wet with tears, I felt a quiet presence enter the room and surround me. My heart was pounding, and I couldn't turn my head, so my eyes just flicked from side to side, trying to see who was there. But there wasn't anyone there. But there was someone there. The presence, the warmth of love enfolded me like a blanket. And I heard a small whisper, "Do not be afraid." "How is it you come to me?" I asked. "I'm an unbeliever, an atheist." And God said, "You're thirsty. I see you. I see you. You, I know you. Drink this living water." And I drank and I drank and I drank, and my tears of pain became tears of joy, and I couldn't shout loud enough. I was going to be okay. My soul was going to be okay. My spirit was going to be okay. I drank the living water. And like the woman at the well, you can't shut me up. Come and drink and drink and drink your fill. Jesus is at your well too. Don't be afraid to drink. Amen.